Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal alimul hakim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin 'abdika wa rasulika wa salli 'ala al-mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat. Allahumma alhimna marashid umurina wa 'izzna min shururi anfusina amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, Friday is a very important day in the life of a Muslim, and we are all students from cradle to grave. Nobody is perfect. Whatever little advices will be shared is first for me and then for others. We just witnessed the blessed month of Ramadan. We are in the month of Shawwal, and alhamdulillah, many of us in the blessed month of Ramadan were regular with reading our 5 times Farz Salah with Jama'ah, were regular of reading our 20 rakats of Taraweeh in the evening. May Allah the reward the Huffaz of the Quran, the Ulama and the Mashaykh, that we're having wonderful programs in the blessed month of Ramadan. Now, we are Muslims not for the month or for the season. Every day of our life, every month of the year, we need to obey the commands of Allah and follow the beautiful Sunnah teachings of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Death is so uncertain, but the mere thought of death coming to us any time must motivate us to do many, many sincere good actions that is pleasing to Allah, pleasing to our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah grant us all a respectable death on Iman, and may Allah protect us from the punishment of this world, punishment of the grave, and the difficulties of the day of Qiyamah. There are many good actions which we can do. Today I am speaking about some simple good action, that is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is so simple and easy for us to recite, but yet so much rewarding. I've recited ayah from Surah Al-Imran, para 4, verse number 190 and 191. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the alternation of the night and day are signs for those who have intelligence. It is Allah ta'ala that created the skies, Allah created the oceans, the beautiful gardens, trees, orchards that bear delicious fruits. These are all creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Allah created this beautiful tree. Allah put the sweetness in the mango, in the watermelon, in the peaches and the plums, in the pineapple, the grapes, the various type of delicious fruits we enjoy. say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And each morsel we say Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah. We are eating food and we are remembering Allah. And each time we say Subhanallah, a tree is planted on our name in Jannah. We say Alhamdulillah, we are praising to all praises belong to Allah. It is said through the infinite mercy we enter Jannah. The infinite mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enter Jannah. We will regret those moments that we spent in the world without making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says in this verse, who are the true intelligent ones? The true intelligent are those that recognize Allah. We have some circular education. Maybe we got qualifications in engineering, in medicine, in accounting, in various types of occupations, which the Muslims and non-Muslims get those qualifications. And generally, these qualifications are to get a good job and to earn a good salary. It's nothing wrong. We all desire a good salary, a comfortable home, delicious meals. We need to go for Hajj and Umrah. We have a stable income. Inshallah, Allah must take us for Hajj and Umrah, take our children, our family members. And for that, different types of occupation we have and different type of professions people have. But the true intelligent ones are those that whatever they got, they don't attribute it as their intelligence or their capabilities. Attribute it as a gift from Allah, as a help of Allah, I've got what I've got. And الَّذِينَ يَسْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. And those who remember Allah standing, sitting and reclining and ponder over the creations of the heavens and the saying and the earth saying, our Rabb, we have not created all this in vain. We glorify your purity, so save us from the punishment of the fire of Jahannam. Now one is during our five times salah, we respond to the call of the muazzin. One is the verbal reply. The muazzin says, Allahu Akbar, we repeat the word. When the muazzin says, Hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah, come to salah, come to success. And physically we come, whatever busy job we have, occupation we have. This is my time to meet my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we in South Africa, we're in the winter months where Asr Maghrib is early, 4:15 is Asr, 4:15 is Asr. So whatever we are doing, we say now is the time to read my Asr Salah. Males read our Salatul Jama'ah, the reward us 27 times more than reading it individually. And for 40 days we read our Salatul Jama'ah. Allah make our iman sincere. And in the winter months, Fajr is late, 5:30, some masjid 6:15. And Isha is early, 7:15, 7:30 is Isha. We sleep early at night and get up early. Shaitan must not make us waste our time in un-Islamic haram activities. And one of the greatest fitna and test for us today is the television and the social media. May Allah protect us, our family members and our children from watching immoral films. And even this professional sports is a very big fitna. Min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. Our beloved Rasulullah mentioned something similar to this. Amongst the good qualities of the believer is he or she abstains from la ya'ni, actions that are not going to benefit us in this world or in the akhirah. We play some sports amongst ourselves, our youth, the nights are long, they have a soccer match, some table tennis. But we Muslims, when we play sports, We'll be mindful of our Islamic dressing. We'll be mindful of what we drink and eat. We don't take alcohol and drugs. We don't eat haram food. We thirsty drink water, juice, cold drink, have some halal sandwiches, some snacks, some fruits. So we monitor our eating and also our time. And then don't pray till so late in the night, till 11 o'clock midnight, that you go to sleep 1 in the morning, in the morning you can't get up for Fajr. So at least by 10 o'clock, 9:30, 10 o'clock or 9 o'clock, go to bed. And you'll be getting up early. And those that can get up for Tahajjud Salah, get up for Tahajjud Salah also. See, the winter nights is the nights of Ibadat, where the Ahlullah spend it in Tahajjud and the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today our topic is about the zikr of Allah. Many of us have comfortable homes. We have a comfortable lounge suite or a sofa set. We sit on the sofa, take the tasbih and recite La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 100 times. Recite Astaghfirullah 100 times. And whoever recites Astaghfirullah in abundance, in Surah Nuh, Allah says Istaghfiru Rabbakum innahu kana ghaffara yursilis samaa alaykum midrara wa yumdidkum bi amwalin wa banin. He said, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah in abundance. Allah will send beneficial rains. Rains will not come in a form of floods. May Allah protect us. We are sinful. فَلَا تُزَّكُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَعَلَمُوا بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. We are claimed to be pious. Allah knows who's pious. And the true Ahlullah, they don't think nothing of themselves. They sincerely regard every Muslim better than themselves. When we're reading our Faraz Salah with Jama'ah, think everybody's Salah is better than my Salah. Make the zikr of Allah, say, you have given me tawfiq of taking the tasbih and making the zikr of Allah. We send salawat and durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the durood of Ibrahim that we read in Salah could be recited out of Salah. And 40 durood that are compiled by Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi, we read it every day of our life, recited morning and evening. And when we make zikr also, there are certain du'as to make. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ مَنْ تُدْخِلِ النَّارَ فَقَدْ أَخْزَيْتَ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارٍ. O our Rabb, whoever is sent to the fire of Jahannam, one is Iman and Kufr. Those that are not Muslim, do not have Iman at all, they will go to Jahannam forever. And those Muslims that have Iman, but not regular with the daily 5 Faraz Salah, or not abstaining from the major sins, what Allah and Rasul Sallallahu have informed us, which is haram, adultery, zina, music, and gambling, alcohol, intoxicants, these are all kabira guna we have to abstain from. May Allah protect us. We must choose good practicing Muslims and friends. It's saying, "Annasu ala dini khalilihi." A person is on the religion of his or her friend. And if we have good friends that do good things together, inshallah, Allah will make unite us in Jannah together. It is mentioned on the day of Qiyamah. There are 7 categories of people that will win the shade under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And among those 7 is those 2 Muslim friends who did good action that is pleasing to Allah, pleasing to Rasulullah, and that good actions will take them to Jannah. Allah will unite them on the day of Qiyamah and unite us in Jannah also. There are many other du'as in this Surah Al-Imran which I have recited. Because time is short, رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا سَمِعْنَا مُنَادِيَ يُنَادِي لِلْإِمَانِ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ فَآمَنَّا رَبَّنَا فَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ. Allah speak about His pious, obedient servants. During the golden era of Rasulullah, the Sahabas, the companions, were the first recipients and students of the teachings of the Quran and the teachings of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu anhu, Hazrat Usman radiyallahu anhu, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhum, and all those that took part in Ghazwa-e Badr, Ghazwa-e Uhud, in all the expeditions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they say, Rabbana faghfir lana zunubana wa kaffir anna sayyiatina wa tawaffana mal abrar. Ya Allah, forgive our sins. Guide us tawfiq of making sincere tawbah. There are three conditions of tawbah. One is we feel remorse and leave that. We feel remorse. Second is we leave that sin. And third, it makes sincere intention of not going towards that guna again. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. All those who got an iman, repent unto Allah sincerely. And also those that sacrifice in this ayat, in Surah Al-Imran, para 4, ayat number 195, we have a very comprehensive ayah, there's 2 minutes left. فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ أَنِّي لَا أُضِيعُ عَمَلَ عَامِلٍ مِّنْكُمْ مِّنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنثَى بَعْضُكُمْ مِّن بَعْضٍ فَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا وَأُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارٍ وَأُوذُوا فِي سَبِيلِي وَقَاتَلُوا وَقُتِلُوا لَأُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ لَآخِرِ الْآيَةِ. And those sincere servers after the Faraz Salah, Sunnah, Nawafil Salah, or after reciting Zikrullah, after reciting Salawat and Durood on Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they made dua. Allah accepted the dua. And not only accepted the dua, Allah accepted them to sacrifice for Deen. They were taken out, the first migration from Makkah, the early Muslim migrated to Abyssinia. And the second migration was from Makkah to Medina. And today also, our oppressive rulers are oppressing our Muslim Palestine, Gaza, even in India and certain other countries and cities of the world, in Syria. Allah says they migrated, they left the valuables and their homes and their wealth in the love of Allah, and they were persecuted. And some of them made shaheed and took part in jihad and fighting for the cause of Allah, and their sacrifice, Allah accepted their sacrifice, and Allah loved them very much.